I'm reading from the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 12 that says, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." Father, thank you so much for this day, and thank you for your word. Thank you for your will. Thank you, God, for preparing this message for our good. Father God, as we hear your word, Father, may it be a blessing to our life. Father God, that we live to your glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The theme of our message today is the rewards of faithfulness. From the pages of scriptures we read, God rewards those who remain faithful in their Christian walk. Now, in Revelation 22, verse 12, he said, "Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done." Through the Bible, we see that God promises reward to those who serve him faithfully. Amen. So, in order to receive a reward, we must be aware that we need to serve God faithfully. We'll be given reward according to what we have done. If you are not serving God faithfully, you will not get a reward that requires for those who have served the Lord faithfully. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 to 8, says, "I have fought a good fight. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." Now, the apostle Paul here is saying, "I've done my part. I've fought a good fight. And there is a crown of righteousness that is laid up for me. And when I leave this body, I will be present with the Lord. And if I'm present with the Lord, God will give me the reward that I work for." So he was sure of eternal reward. Now we need to understand that all that we do for the Lord, one day we're going to get a reward. Reward comes in many forms, including blessing, peace, and joy. They are not always material, but often spiritual internal, as Paul says. God promises that those who remain faithful will receive reward. And this is why we need to be faithful in serving God. Paul said, "What can separate me from the love of God? Is it hunger? Distress? Nakedness?" Say, absolutely nothing can separate me from the love of God. So, he has promised us, but he wants us to be faithful. And he also encourages us to be aware during hard time, knowing that our effort is not in vain. This is one thing we need to understand. Even when there is hardship, we still need to be aware because our labor in the Lord is not in vain. Being faithful means trusting God and following his ways, even when it is difficult. It is about consistency in our relationship with him. We should focus on eternal reward rather than temporary pleasure. God rewards those who are faithful to him. And this is what I want to encourage you to strive to be diligent in your faith, knowing that your effort will be recognized. He wants us to be diligent in our faith, knowing that our effort will be recognized. Everything you do, God will reward you for it. He promised reward for those who are faithful. And I want us to encourage one another to persevere in our walk with Christ, focusing on internal reward that await us. Hallelujah. Remember that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. God has promised He will reward us. And I want to encourage us believers not to get wearied, but to keep pressing on, to keep pushing forward, to keep doing the work of the Lord, to keep encouraging other believers in the faith, because our labor in the Lord is not in vain. God has promised us He will reward us. One day, there will be judgment day. And the Bible tells me that Christ will be seated on the throne and will judge every man and reward everyone for what they have done. I don't want us to suffer on this earth and end up in heaven with pain. Paul was sure when he said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Many of us says we are believers. Many of us are followers of Christ, but we are not sure if we leave this earth, where will we open our eyes? Where would our soul rest? I want to encourage you today. Work while it is day, because when night cometh, you will not be able to work. Today, you have the opportunity to hear the word of God. You have the opportunity to see preachers speaking to you about the word of God. Time will come that you may not be able to see them. Make use of the opportunity today by receiving the word of God and believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do, and follow Him, you will receive a reward from the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. As you hear the word of God, let it strengthen you. Let it remind you of the day of judgment. For one day, Jesus was telling the crowd, I'm going to prepare the place and I will be back. When I come back, I will take with me those who have believed in the name of the Lord Jesus to where I am, there they will be. That is an assurance that believers will be with Jesus forever. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know today that Jesus is the way. All you have to do is just believe in your heart. If you accepted Jesus, but there are still challenges in your way, and you are not living right with Him, this is the day to reconcile with Jesus. This is the day to make it right with Jesus. Because if you don't do today, you don't know what tomorrow may bring. You never know the days and the hour. They are unknown. Today is the best day to accept Jesus and live for the glory of God. If you hear the word of God and believe that Jesus came to save you, I can assure you, you will be saved and your labor will be rewarded. May God bless his word and sanctify it in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.